March 30, The Daily Stoic, Reason in All Things. Hurry to your own ruling reason, to the reason of the whole, and to your neighbors. To your own mind, to make it just, to the mind of the whole, to remember your place in it, and to your neighbor's mind, to learn whether it's ignorant or of sound knowledge, while recognizing it's like yours. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 9.22. If our lives are not ruled by reason, what are they ruled by? Impulse, whim, mimicry, unthinking habits? As we examine our past behavior, it's sad how often we find this to be the case, that we are not acting consciously or deliberately, but instead by forces we did not bother to evaluate. It also happens that these are the instances that we're most likely to regret. A Year with C.S. Lewis, Humility 101. Screwtape examines the virtue of humility. Your patient has become humble. Have you drawn his attention to that fact? All virtues are less formidable to us once the man is aware that he has them. But this is especially true of humility. Catch him at the moment when he is really poor in spirit and smuggle into his mind the gratifying reflection, by Jove, I'm being humble. And almost immediately pride at his own humility will appear. If he awakes to the danger and tries to smother this new form of pride, make him proud of his attempt, and so on, through as many stages as you please, but don't try this too long for fear you awake his sense of humor and proportion, in which case he will merely laugh at you and go to bed. But there are other profitable ways of fixing his attention on the virtue of humility. By this virtue, as by all the others, our enemy wants to turn the man's attention away from self to him and to the man's neighbors. All the objection and self-hatred are designed, in the long run, solely for this end. Unless they attain this end, they do us little harm, and they may even do us good if we keep the man concerned with himself, and above all, if self-contempt can be made the starting point of contempt for other selves, and thus for gloom, cynicism, and cruelty. From the Screwtape Letters. Remember, this is the opposite. Just saying. Jesus calling. He is taking care of you. Trust him in all times. Trust him in all circumstances. Trust him with all your heart. When you are weary and everything seems to be going wrong, you can still utter these four words. I trust you, Jesus. By doing so, you release matters into his control and you fall back into the security of his everlasting arms. Before you arise from your bed in the morning, he has already arranged the events of your day. Every day provides many opportunities for you to learn his ways and grow closer to him. Signs of his presence brighten even the dullest day when you have eyes that really see. Search for him as forbidden treasure. He will be found by you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you, saying, destroy him. Deuteronomy 33:27. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Jeremiah 29:13 and 14.